Good morning and shalom. We want to praise God for his goodness. So grateful that the Lord has taken us this far. We have completed the book of Romans, and we were able to learn so much, and particularly what Christ has done. We were able to learn that God became human, came to earth, died for our sins to give us salvation. He did not only die for us to give us salvation, he also continued to cleanse us, to give us sanctification. He is cleansing us from all the power of sin to make us like him. We also learned that God sovereignly chose all of us, the Jews and the Gentiles, to be his own sons, to be his own daughters. And finally, he committed us the service to work in his vineyard. What a great lesson it was, and it is. May the Lord continue to help us to implement it. Now, we come to a very important topic, and we want to go to the letters of Apostle John. The letters of Apostle John for the next 11 days or so. We want to learn from the letters of 1 John, 2 John, and the letters of that John. And ideally, we will be talking about confronting the cancer of heresy in the last days. How to confront heresies, cultic tendencies in the last days. What is cancer? And how should you treat cancer? How should you make that cancer of the body does not get into the other parts of the body? Cancer grows from stage 1, stage 2, stage 3 to stage 4. Medically, that's what they have established. How do you make sure that cancer does not go to stage 4? I think the most important thing is to confront cancer while it is still in stage 1. Cancer is growth of cells abnormally. Good cells grow without order. Cancer is growth without the order of the body. Cancer have multiplication of good cells until they are not in shape with the design of the body. And they end up being in something that has built up, and finally they are eaten up. And cancer kills. Cancer is one of the worst killer, and we want to confront cancer of heresies in the last days. One of the person who have spoken to us so powerfully about confronting cancer of heresies is John, Apostle John. John was the last of the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ. All the others were killed because of their faith. They tried to kill John. They tried to put John in boiling tank, as we are told in history, but that could not work. John finally was thrown into an island of Patmos. But praise be to God, God met him there Jesus spoke, met him there, and gave him the revelation of the last days. And so John lived to bring back sense. And what we are just about to go through here is an eyewitness. Because after the death of all the other apostles, there were some people who started teaching wrongly, heresies, falsehood, myths, cultic, occultic teachings, teachings that do not align with the word of truth. And they start, and some people started following them. Some believers left Christians or Christianity. They've left fellowship. They felt, you know, they left relationship with Jesus Christ. And they started following the Antichrist. But John came in this letter as an eyewitness. And he'll be speaking and saying, hey, before you continue, let me remind you of Jesus. Heresy has two major teachings. Two major teachings. One, Jesus is the Spirit of God, but he cannot be the body. He cannot attach himself with the body. That is what we want to deal with here. And that's one of the first heresy, that Jesus is only spirit, he cannot be a body. Or he's only God in the spirit, because you know God is the spirit. Then the other heresy to the other extreme is that Jesus is only a human being, is a person, and he cannot be God. Let me start by saying from here, Jesus is 100% God and 100% man. That is what it is, because it's God who became man. So the book of 1 John is a letter. And this letter was written by John, the brother of James, son of Zebedee. He was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ who became man. John wrote five books in the New Testament. The Gospel of John, three letters. We are doing one of them today. We started one of chapter one today of the first letter. And the book of Revelation. John probably wrote to the seven churches in the province of Minor Asia, where Jesus was first seen among the seven golden lampstands. Jesus was seen in the fellowship. And he was seen in that fellowship of believers as among the believers. What we are talking about, the golden, you know, the church is called the seven golden lampstands. So Jesus was first seen in the middle. He was moving inside the church, the fellowship. That is Revelation 2 and verses 1. But was last seen outside, knocking at the door, desiring to be let in into the fellowship, to eat with them and to dine with them. Revelation 3:20. So, how did Jesus got outside the fellowship? That's what we are looking at here. What message could help the believers open the door for Jesus again? John attempted to answer these and very many other questions. Let me give you a small history. After the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, which Jesus prophesied in the book of John, in the book of Matthew 24, Jesus prophesied that Jerusalem will fall. No stone will be left on another one. That happened in AD 70. So after the Jerusalem fell to the Romans, the love of many believers started to grow cold. Many believers began to be divided between two opinions, like the time of Elijah, 1 Kings 18:21. Good and evil. They were divided between two extremes. Is it good? Is it evil? They were divided between Christ and Antichrist. They were divided between light and darkness. They were divided between life and death. They were divided between truth and lies. They were divided between love and hate, etc. So this letter from John was written to counter this false teaching that God who is the spirit could not be man. This doctrine of falsehood that God could not become man. They were countering, they were against this false teaching. They were against the doctrine of incarnation. So that doctrine of incarnation was denied. The doctrine of God with us, Emmanuel, was rejected by those antichrist. As John has already told us that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So John wrote as an eyewitness to correct this falsehood by affirming that Jesus was 100% God, 100% man. Hence, we could have fellowship with him. In his letters, the three letters, to a fellowship whose love was growing cold because of the increase of wickedness, as Matthew 24, 12 says, John emphasizes on four messages of truth. And these are the messages of this letter. One, we are sons of God in Christ Jesus. That's the first message that John will be giving. You are sons of God in Christ Jesus. Number two, because you're sons of God, you can have fellowship with your Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Wow. Second message is that the church can have fellowship with our Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Number three, we are held together by the love of God. The fellowship is glued together by the love of God. The love of God has got many dimensions. It is high, it is below, it is wide, it's long, it's breadth. We are held by that love. Number four, we are connected to Jesus, the light of the world, so that we could light up the dark world. That's why we are connected with Jesus, so that when we have fellowship with God the Father and God the Son, we have the light and the light of the world, so we can be able to light up the dark world. In summary, John wrote to expose and refute false teachers, to give believers assurance of salvation, and to confront and combat false teachers who boasted in having special knowledge from God and their false teaching. So may God help us so that we can be able to confront this falsehood. So we will be able to come back to John chapter 1 and continue tomorrow. That was just an introduction. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to know how we can confront false teaching, false doctrine, so that this cancer will not eat up the fellowship of believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.